Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
Very excited for the game this Thursday night to play at home in front of our students, in front of our family and friends and fans, and hopefully a lot of people here in the community of Waco.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
Excited to play West Virginia. I think Coach Brown is one of the great coaches in college football. The job he did at Troy was absolutely fantastic. He's a good man to get to know, and he and his staff are doing a great job right now of building that team, that young football team.
Coach Rule and his staff, they're to be commended. They've done an excellent job. Year three, and to go where they were when they got when they took over the program to where they're at now, I think it's incredible.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
This is a league from top to bottom that I think that's really good. I've known that for a long time. I think that depending on what Saturday you play or Thursday you play, I think anybody's capable of beating anybody.
You can't play this game looking at the scoreboard. You know, you have got to just go play. And I think those messages that we say all the time, they were just reinforced by the games that happened this weekend.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the Voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome, John Morris Show, on a Thursday, a Growloween Thursday, a game day. Baylor versus West Virginia coming up tonight at McLean Stadium. Heard from head coach Matt Rule and West Virginia coach Neil Brown in the open. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. We'll preview the Bears and the Mountaineers coming up tonight. We'll talk a lot about that. We'll touch on the World Series from last night. Game 7, Astros come up short against Washington. And indeed, the home team lost every game in the World Series. It was a clean sweep. The visitors go 7-0.
And I thought, I mean, the Astros, they had it. And then just all of a sudden, the wheels fell off in the seventh. And, you know, you hate to see that. But, some adjustments could have been made, I think. But it just, that's how it fell. And then I guess the road team was supposed to win it.
Yeah, that 2-1 lead, I said at that point, they were leaving too many men on base. I mean, they had some opportunities and just couldn't push them across. And still, it was just a one-run lead, 2-1. And then, or I guess 2-0 for a long time.
Yeah, it was 2-0.
Yeah. And then the home run that made it 2-1, and then Washington got their bats going, ended up winning it. 6-2 was the final. So the Washington Nationals are the World Series champions.
One thing that I was confused about, and I don't keep up with baseball as much as most people, but in that when they pulled Greinke, why didn't they put Cole in?
I don't know, because he was warming up earlier.
Yeah.
He was, yeah.
I didn't understand that. Why not? If you have him available, put him in that moment.
Right. Unless they were, because they pitched Osuna, not right after Greinke went out, but they pitched Osuna, who's their normal closer, and then they were hoping to use Cole as their closer last night. That'd be the only thing.
Yeah, just that threw me off. Like if you have him available, and you need, I don't know. I felt like that would have been the right move.
Sure,
I don't know.
I think a lot of people feel the same way. So Chris Allman will join us in a bit. Chris will give us fun facts to know and tell and share and amaze your friends with about Baylor's opponent tonight, West Virginia. But Chris is one of the biggest Astros fans that I know, so he's not going to be in a real chipper mood this morning.
No, but I look forward to getting his analysis on it and his opinions.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's definitely not going to be too happy.
Here's my question for you. Will he spend more time talking about Baylor, West Virginia, or more time talking about the Astros?
Oh, Astros, hands down.
I know,
yeah, without question.
No,
it's going to be mostly Astros. We're going to have to keep him on track and guide him towards the Baylor, West Virginia.
Back between the lines. Yeah, exactly. So Chris will join us in a bit and look at the game coming up tonight at McLean Stadium. Tough loss for the Astros. What a great season. come up just short, and really amazing that the road team won all seven games in this series.
Yeah, that was, and that was a trend you've seen throughout the playoffs in general. Is there was a lot of teams that had home field advantage that just weren't taking care of business, and for whatever reason, it was like the year of the, you know, the road team.
That's
and it played out that way. And I, you know, the Nationals just, you know, you have seasons where it just seems like a team is destined. And for some reason, the Nationals, the path they had to go through and everything, it was just almost meant to be for them to win it.
Yeah. Walgreens is celebrating.
Oh, yeah.
Have you noticed?
I didn't until my wife noticed that.
Right.
She pointed that out last night. And I was like, because I seen something last week that there was like a Walgreens in Houston that put an Astros banner over the W.
Covered the
and
W.
And it just didn't register with me.
Right, right, right.
And then last night she was like, you know what? That W does look like the Walgreens W. And I was like, oh, so now, it, you know, it hit and started all coming forward to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I think it's exactly the same.
It is.
W.
It looks
Walgreens,
exactly
Walgreens, and then the W, the curly W that the Washington Nationals have is their logo.
I will never be able to unsee that now.
Yeah, I know. That's true. That's true. Will that be a boost to Walgreens, or now, like in Houston, are people going to stay away from Walgreens?
You know, we need to maybe get some stats to see if CVS spikes, you know, or Rite
Aid,
you know,
CVS,
if they start getting
right.
some more business over Walgreens in Houston.
Probably not a big deal anywhere except Houston.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be the greater Houston area to
right.
keep an eye on.
If I owned a Walgreens in Houston, I'd be...
Think I might sell?
Yeah, I don't know. I might just load up on Astros gear to try to get people to
definitely.
Come in.
I can see that. You know, you got to market.
Or put the banner over the W, you know, like you said. That'd
yeah,
be good.
Just compromise.
Yeah, yeah. So Nationals are the World Series champions. Baseball season came to an end last night. Game 7, always fun to come to. I also had this thought last night watching the game. Listened earlier. We went out to dinner, and then after dinner, driving back home, listening to the Astros broadcast, and then I got home and watched Fox. And to me, it was a victory for the two-man booth. You know, so many times these days, you try to just cram too many people in
right.
the booth, and there's just too many voices. But this one, Fox had Joe Buck, they had John Smoltz, then they had Tom Verducci, you know, in one dugout, mm-hmm. and who Ken Rosenthal in another dugout, and that was it.
Yeah.
That was it. But a two-man booth, and it was great. I mean, Joe Buck, I think, is great. He gets criticized a lot for no real reason, and then John Smoltz was just terrific. So I thought that was a great move by Fox and a real victory for a two-man booth.
It definitely solidifies the less is more.
Yeah,
out of, you
yeah,
know, and
yeah.
I agree because I hate, you know, you'll get too much commentary.
Right.
You know, like you've seen that on Monday Night Football when, you know, Jason Witten was in there. It was like too much, you know, and you have like the odd man out or,
that's
you
it.
Know, the
yep.
elephant in the room that you kind of
yeah.
try to bring in. But yeah, I think two people is plenty.
No offense to the ESPN crew that is in town to
no.
do the game tonight. No offense to those guys. The more the merrier. We're glad they're here. Adam Amin is doing play-by-play, and he's great at that job and great as a traffic cop. Matt Hasselbeck in the booth and Pat McAfee in the booth and Molly McGrath on the sidelines. Those guys and Molly were all through our building yesterday, mm-hmm. so it was great to see them. And it was fun to have them there and visit with our coaches yesterday heading into the game coming up tonight. So it's national television on ESPN. It's our broadcast. It's the West Virginia broadcast. It's also national on ESPN Radio mm-hmm. tonight also. So I didn't see these guys yesterday, but Sean Kelly is here, Barrett Jones, and then Ian Fitzsimmons is their sideline reporter for ESPN Radio. So being a Thursday night, there is a lot of focus on this game this evening.
Oh, yeah. When y'all have national people come in like that, do y'all share, like, game notes? Like, do y'all prep, or do they have their own stuff, and then y'all have y'all's own?
You know, they have more resources than we have, probably.
Right.
So we visit, but it's
it.
And if they ask questions, certainly I, you know, share anything that we
right.
have with them. They're not coming to me and saying, hey, what about, do you know this or do you
yeah.
have this? Well, I take that back. Sometimes they do, you know, just in the course of a conversation, they'll drop something out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's proprietary. And certainly we help them any way we can.
I'm just curious because you see it a lot, you know, like even in stories with, you know, national media take it, like say like you have a national media outlet looking at a story in Waco. Y'all know, we know more than they
yeah.
do, you know, so I didn't know if that was something where if they needed like an inside note or whatever, if y'all bounce something off each other or what.
Right. No, it's really fun when the national guys come in to just visit with them, you know, a little bit before the game. And they always, you know, they are they'll use every resource they have available. And so that's us at Baylor also. So it's fun to talk to them and share information before a game.
I was just curious how that worked out.
No, that's a good question. That's true. So Baylor and West Virginia comes up tonight on the air here at 3 p.m. Then 5 p.m. for the Baylor Alumni Tailgate Show, 7 p.m. kickoff for the Bears and the Mountaineers at McLean Stadium. Growloween, you know that, and tailgate area will be full of trick-or-treating this afternoon beginning at 4 o'clock. So trick-or-treating, free and open to the public in Touchdown Alley. That begins at 4. And a reminder, full-size candy bars donated by M&M Mars. Oh, that sounds great.
Can't beat it.
Inflatables and games out in Touchdown Alley, South Plaza, games and giveaways out there. Remember the Bear Walk as you greet the team as they march into the stadium. And I'll remind you about this also, and we try to remind you this several times over the course of the year. At some point this afternoon, you'll see fireworks or hear fireworks shot off the rim of the stadium. It'll probably be about... See, the game's at 7, so it'll probably be about 4:15, 4:30. You'll see those fireworks and think, why are they doing that right now? Well, that's the signal that the team has left the hotel and they are headed to the stadium. So when you see those fireworks or hear them, that means, all right, get in place for the bear walk, for the team coming, arriving at the stadium. Bear walk forms, and the team walks right through them into the stadium. So that's what that is, middle of the afternoon fireworks. Just signals that the team is leaving the hotel. Well,
that's a smart way to get everybody's attention. You know, you have so many people out there spread out all over, you know, and then give them a heads up, hey, this is what's going on.
Right, but it's still funny how many people don't know that, and not surprising, really. So spread the word and, you know, tell people that's what that signals. So the Bear Walk around 4:30 or so this afternoon, right around there. Halloween photo opportunities on the 100 level concourse. Students or young people 14 and under in costume get in free coming up tonight. So you can pick up tickets in Touchdown Alley or at the Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Ticket Office beginning at 3 o'clock today. So you can't really do it any further in advance than that. But at 3 o'clock today, that's when you can start getting those free tickets. And again, it's for kids 14 and under in costume. Free tickets to the game coming up this evening. Baylor students will have a costume contest. There is a big fireworks show planned for after the game this evening. Now, if you're wearing a costume to the game, a few things to be aware of. Number one, no masks covering the face will be permitted for obvious reasons.
This is the one thing I have, and I've seen it, but you have the traditional, those two guys, you know, and that's their thing is they wear their mask.
Right.
So I just don't understand the...
Who? What two guys?
Was that T-Rex and the other guy? They always had the green and the gold mask on.
Oh, that's right.
So it's like you can have them wear theirs, but nobody else can. It's kind of a catch-22 type thing.
Good point. That's a good point. But I think with this one, you know, with so many people in costume, and obviously security and safety has got to be paramount to anything else. So for that reason, I think the rule will be really enforced tonight. No masks covering any faces this evening. So keep that in mind with your costume. Portions of costumes may need to be removed when going through stadium security. So plan for that time-wise. And that makes sense also. No plastic or toy weapons of any kind allowed tonight. Kind of is obvious, but good reminder. The clear bag policy will be in effect for the game tonight. So as always, hopefully everybody's used to that right now or by now, clear bag policy at McLean Stadium. More information on the web, BaylorBears.com/fan guide. BaylorBears.com/fan guide will give you all the information about that. But should be a fun night tonight, Growloween at McLean Stadium. All right, Baylor and West Virginia will give you some fun facts to know and tell and share and amaze your friends with about Baylor's opponent, the Mountaineers, coming up a little bit later with Chris Allman, who's going to be just a ray of sunshine this morning. I know he will. We look forward to Chris being here with us. So we've got that coming up in just a bit. Look at Baylor and West Virginia in depth when we come back. Also, Lady Bear basketball played their second and final exhibition game last night on the floor in the Farrell Center. Got done, I think, what they wanted to get done last night. And the preseason poll is out, and it's a milestone poll for the Lady Bears. We'll tell you about that when we come back. John Morris Show off and running on a Thursday, a Growloween game day here in Central Texas, Baylor in West Virginia tonight. Brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also brought to you by DMRA Fine Jewelers at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Are you ready to eliminate your pain, restore your body's function, and improve your quality of life? If so, then you need to contact my good friends at Bella Therapies in Harker Heights. The doctors at Bella Therapies believe in connecting with their patients and customizing a program that will fit their individual needs. The physical therapy that takes place is for everyone, from the soldier back from deployment with injuries, to the athlete who's struggling with performance due to pain, and everyone in between. For more information and a free health assessment, contact my friends at Bella Therapies at 254-394-2710 or online at bellatherapies.com. That's Bella, B-E-L-L-A-H, therapies.com.
Matt Mosley Show brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas' Chevy truck headquarters. October's Truck Month at Jim Turner Chevrolet. With our best truck deals of the year, come see the difference. So many of our friends rave about transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Check us out online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick 'em, Bears!
Hey everyone, it's Jason Miller with Syntex Rehab in Belton and in Harker Heights. I wanted to let you know of a brand new offering from our clinic, and that is our concierge physical therapy service. So what is that? What is concierge physical therapy? Well, starting September 1st, our physical therapist can now come to you. If you have back, neck, shoulder, or knee pain and are too busy to come to our clinic, we can come to you. Instead of taking time out of your busy day, leaving work to seek treatment, our doctors of physical therapy will now come to you and provide you with the therapy that you need. This saves you valuable time. Time is money, so why not save it and let Syntex Rehab come to your office or business? For more information, visit syntexrehab.com and chat with our patient care specialist directly on our website. That's syntexrehab.com, C-E-N-T-E-X-R-E-H-A-B.com, or call our office at 254-630-1186. Contact us today and let us get you back to a life with less pain.
Why not make it quick and easy to feed the entire family? Just stop by Bush's Chicken for Tender Tuesday. You get 16 tenders, a family gravy, and four rolls for just $11.99. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
DMRA Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit DMRA Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. Five winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit DMRA today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
Honey, it's our favorite time of year, and I got you something to celebrate.
A McRib! It's just what I wanted!
Happy McRib season, sweetie.
Mm, I love you.
I love you, too.
Mm. Actually, I was talking to my McRib.
Oh, okay, well, I'll leave you two alone.
Celebrate McRib season with McDonald's.
Enjoy two McRib sandwiches for only $6. Single item at regular price. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time.
Thank you. Back with us on this Growloween morning, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. Pleased to be brought to you in part by UBO Business Services. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. That is UBEO. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. You can call Sean at 254-772-1600. That's 254-772-1600 for UBO Business Services. Back with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio on this Thursday morning. Baylor women's basketball played their second and final exhibition game last night in the Farrell Center. Won the game over Lubbock Christian, 98-63 was the final. After winning their first exhibition by, 117 points? Yeah. 117 over Langston. This one was a 35-point win for the Lady Bears, but certainly the score doesn't matter as much as what the coaches wanted to get done in the game, and by all accounts, they did that. Lauren Cox led Baylor in scoring with 24 points in the game. Taya Cooper, new to the team this year, had 21 points, and 17 by Aaron DeGrate, who's new to the program as well, transfer to Baylor from Texas Tech. So those were the three in double-figure scoring in the game last night. 98-63 the final. Baylor shot 55.6% in the game, 54.5% from three-point range. And let's check rebounds. Rebounds always interesting with this team. They out-rebounded Lubbock Christian by a count of 42-35 was the rebounding total last night. This was a game also that brought awareness to juvenile type 1 diabetes awareness night, something Lauren Cox works through, and her sister Whitney Cox does as well. And Whitney plays for Lubbock Christian. Whitney played 6 minutes in the game, went scoreless on the night, but had to be fun for those young ladies to be on the floor together playing against each other last night.
Yeah, that's always good when you can get them together, and then you have the cause behind it with the diabetes, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So that makes it good. And then, you know, it's also nice for Baylor to kind of get a test. You know, they love it. They made it interesting, especially in the first quarter. You know, you don't want to go out there and just blow everybody out. You want to get pushed a little bit. And that, you know, they were able to do that, and they'll help them evaluating going forward.
Yeah, sure. Definitely, obviously, a step up in competition from the first exhibition game. Now things begin for real. Baylor men and women begin next Tuesday, a split doubleheader in the Farrell Center. The men have a game against Central Arkansas on Tuesday at 11 a.m. This is the I'm going to college game, in which they have area school kids come to the Farrell Center. And it's always fun because it is kind of like an international soccer game when you just hear that buzz that's right. Going on, you know, constantly. It's that way in the Farrell Center with these school kids there.
I imagine it is. And there's no, I mean, what grades, like any all grades?
Yeah, or? I'm not sure. I think it's elementary through junior high maybe, but definitely elementary.
You'd definitely be getting a buzz then with all those kind of
games. Yeah. So that's the season opener for Scott Drew and the Bears. It is Tuesday, 11 a.m. against Central Arkansas. Meanwhile, the Lady Bears open that night, Tuesday evening at 6 p.m., hosting New Hampshire on the floor in the Farrell Center. So basketball season is upon us with the regular season openers for the Baylor men and women coming up on Tuesday.
Is it weird that it's already basketball season?
Sort of. Not really, but, you know, tomorrow's November 1st, so you think November is the start of basketball, so.
It's just, I guess the year has gone by fast. I guess football season has just flown by in a way.
Yeah, it always does.
It just caught me off guard. It's like, you know, I mean, even with soccer, we were just now soccer's wrapping up. We just got it started.
And yeah.
And everything's just flowing together really fast.
Yeah, it does in the fall, man. It just flies by. Here's the milestone that I mentioned to you before the break. The Associated Press Top 25 poll is out for women's basketball. Baylor is number 2 in the nation behind Oregon. Oregon is number 1 in this preseason poll, or the first poll of the year. With their appearance in the poll at number 2, the Lady Bears' streak in the AP Top 25 poll has reached 300 weeks. So 300 consecutive weeks, Baylor in the Associated Press top 25 poll, and that is an impressive streak.
That's a pretty good honor.
Yeah.
That's very impressive.
Began in 2004, and the Lady Bears are second only to UConn. UConn has the current longest streak, 490 straight weeks, so that is very impressive. But those two are the two longest current streaks in the AP poll for women's basketball.
Are you surprised to see Oregon at number one?
A little bit. I just don't know anything about them.
I know that caught me off guard. I was expecting like Baylor and UConn. I guess it's just typical.
Right,
it's usually
right.
Baylor, UConn. But when you see Oregon up there, it's kind of like, okay, well, they must have something.
You know, they finished 33-5 last year.
Yeah.
So they had a good year. They were finished seventh in the nation last year. Oregon did. But so they're number one. Baylor's number two, which, as we said, works in Coach Mulkey's favor.
Oh, absolutely.
She can get in there and say, we are the defending national champs, and we're not even number one in the poll.
No respect.
Yeah, no respect. We're number two in the nation. So Oregon is one, Baylor is two, Stanford three, Maryland four, UConn is five. So that's probably, I wonder how long it's been since they started. You know, that's not low, but
no,
for them it is low to start the season.
And that, talk about motivation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine Geno in there.
Baylor plays at UConn coming up in January, so that'll be fun. Texas A&M is number six women's basketball poll. Oregon State is number seven. South Carolina, Baylor will see them this year. The women will. They're number eight. Louisville is nine. Mississippi State is 10. UCLA is 11. Texas, the only other Big 12 school in the poll, they are number 15. And West Virginia is just out of the running. They would be number 26. Enough votes to be 26th in the nation, but just out of the top 25.
It's pretty much the teams you would expect. I think Oregon and Oregon State kind of catch me off guard, as you know, they're usually not in that mix per se.
Yeah.
But you know, you usually have your Notre Dame's, UConn's, Louisville, Stanford, A&M, Baylor. They're always, you know, right there in the mix. But you know, it's pretty typical for what you'd expect.
Yeah,
preseason poll.
Yep. So West Virginia receiving votes. Iowa State, Kansas State women's teams also receive votes in the poll this week. So that's the Associated Press Women's Basketball Top 25 poll. Baylor Lady Bears, number two in the nation. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we will take a look at tonight's matchup with Baylor and West Virginia. We'll give you some fun facts to know and tell and share and amaze your friends with about this game tonight. Chris Allman will join us, the bright-eyed, excited to be here. Doesn't really want to talk about the Astros, but we'll talk about Baylor and West Virginia, Chris Allman.
We got some tissues over here in case he needs them.
Yeah, keep them close.
Yeah.
Keep them close. We're brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Tonight's the night. Normally on home football weekends for Baylor, they have Friday Night Live. Well, this week with a Thursday night game, actually it was last night, they had the Wednesday Night Live at the Baylor Club last night. Very well attended last night. And today they will have their tailgate party. And then regular hours, a reminder, regular hours tomorrow and Saturday. And then closed, I say regular, hang on. Due to the home game on Thursday, the Baylor Club will be closed for breakfast, lunch, and dinner service in preparation for game day. So no regular service there today. Normal hours do resume on Friday morning, November 1st. Please note that member dining will be in the suite lounge on the fourth floor for both lunch and dinner, and will be chef's table only. So that is the schedule for tomorrow. Regular schedule on Saturday. No brunch on Sunday this week at the Baylor Club. So a terrific Wednesday Night Live last night with Brian and Jeremy, and all the great food from Chef Lee Fields. Baylor Club, if you're interested, check it out on the web, thebaylorclub.com. If you have questions or need to make reservations, the main number is 254-710-8080. It's 254-710-8080. That is the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
After my first car accident, I feared the biggest damage would be to my wallet. I expected a mountain of bills and a long, drawn-out process. But my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent was there when I needed her and helped me get back on my feet and in my car in no time. Instead of a hassle, I got reassurance and a quick recovery.
Visit Texas Farm Bureau Insurance today at tfbinsurance.com to find an agent who's there when you need them most. Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
In Waco, Texas values are important. We value hard work. We believe in our community. And we honor our history. At Jeff Hunter Toyota, we share these Waco values. That's why we support the Baylor Bears. Lend a hand to Fuzzy Friends Rescue and aid the Salvation Army. We believe in the value of a dollar, and we believe in high quality. That's what you'll find every day at Jeff Hunter Toyota. Shop Jeff Hunter Toyota. Toyota quality. Waco values.
Football season has merged with hunting season. Waco Custom Marketplace, your one-stop shop for tailgating, deer season, and fall as they continue to offer fully cooked brisket smoked in-house. A fall family box with 5 pounds of ground beef, 5 pounds of 6-ounce chicken breast, and 5 pounds of boneless pork chop for $40. Deer camp box with a pound of jalapeno or regular summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, roll of crackers, pound of bacon, pound of breakfast patties, and 2 pieces of sirloin steak for $25. The fall box with 5 pounds of ground chili meat, 5 pounds of stew meat, and 3 pounds of boneless beef roast. And there's the fall snack box, $15, including a piece of summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, pound of pepper jack cheese, and a roll of Ritz crackers. The fall savings steak box, including 6 ribeye steaks, 4 New York strips, 2 pieces of sirloin steak, and beef fillets for just $100. And you can start your day with fresh kolaches, baked daily and fresh. It's your one-stop shop for all your tailgating needs. The friendliest, fastest grocery store in Waco, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Hi, this is Ward Weiss. Be sure and join me every Friday morning game day with Coach Jeff Hume for Huddle with Hume at Barefoot Campus Outfitter, Fate Avenue in Waco. We'll get you ready for the game at 8 a.m. with Coach Jeff Hume talking about last week's game and the upcoming game Friday night. Huddle with Hume. We'll have fresh coffee and donuts every Friday morning. It's game day live at Barefoot Campus Outfitters right here on ESPN Central Texas.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Garrett Ross with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. The seafood combos at Louisiana Crab Shack include snow crab, tiger shrimp, and sausage, plus corn and potatoes in Waco next to Don Carlos. For the first time in franchise history, the Washington Nationals are World Series champions after defeating the Astros 6-2 in Game 7. The Nationals took a 3-2 lead over the Astros in the top of the 7th after a 2-run shot by Howie Kendrick and never looked back.
The 0-1, and he tries to, and he hits it down the right field line. It's a long run into the corner, and it's gone! It hit the foul pole! Howie Kendrick with a 2-run homer, and Washington has taken the lead!
Number 12 Baylor will look to remain undefeated on the season as they host West Virginia tonight at McLean Stadium. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. and can be heard here on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains,
always fun to hear the great John Denver and a song that West Virginia claims as their own. I guess it is, but it's really fun. One of the traditions they have in Morgantown is after wins, I know football and basketball, probably other sports also, the crowd joins in and sings this song together, and it's really a pretty cool scene with the whole crowd led by the student body singing this song. I thought for a long time that they did it after every game. It's because we didn't win up there. And then figured out, oh, they only do it after wins. So there is a little bit of a distinction there. But West Virginia in town. Welcome to those from the Mountain State that are here. Baylor and West Virginia coming up tonight. Welcome in. Stephen Simcox is with us. Welcome, Stephen.
Hey, guys.
Good
Happy
morning
Halloween,
to you.
JMO.
Happy Growl-a-ween to you also. And Chris Ullman is here. Chris, good morning.
Is
the sun is shining.
Is it?
I'm trying to sell this. Yeah. Chris, most folks will know, biggest Astros fan that I know.
Yeah, I had to mentally prepare myself coming over here to not hijack your show and make it a total postmortem
yeah,
of the World Series. And I'll tell you what else I thought about. It's a really good thing I'm not on your show full time after the last month of playoff baseball.
Yeah.
Because I would have been, I would have wavered between utterly worthless on your show, which is arguable that that's kind of how it was anyway, or
all Astros all the time.
All Astros all the time.
I understand.
So it's probably better that you've only seen me once or twice during the playoffs.
And this time happens to come after a Game 7 loss at home. Crazy series with the road team winning every game.
Oh, really? I hadn't I hadn't heard that.
That's deep. It's insightful.
That's I woke up this morning. I put on this red sweatshirt, and then I put on my navy blue jacket, and I looked in the mirror, and I told Carrie, I'm dressed as a Washington National for Halloween. What a horrible apparel decision this morning.
Boy. And we were trying to decide if the Walgreens areas in Houston, if those are...
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
I'm for sure getting my flu shot at CVS or just giving it to myself. I'm not going to Walgreens.
Walgreens, it's going to take a hit, especially in Texas.
I want to... So me and my circle of friends, maybe y'all are this way, we combat pain with humor. Like, you know, just...
Yeah, it's good.
When you're hurting, you just make a joke.
Right.
And I have a buddy named Tyson who issued the funniest joke last night that made it all better.
Can you share it?
I did. He said, Astros post-game press conference availability moved to the field level because when reporters went looking for the Astros, they realized they were all still left on base. I thought that was a genius joke.
That's pretty good.
Tyson Joe with joke of the playoffs.
That's pretty good and very accurate.
Oh.
Just kept leaving those guys on base, couldn't build that lead.
No. 21, that I remember, 21 guys left on base, and that was only through, I think, the sixth.
Mm.
And in the first two games, I think they left 40.
Not 21 last night.
21 guys left on base.
Now, not last night.
Are you sure? I mean, any base. Not just in scoring position, but any base.
21? That sounds high. I'm sorry.
I would check my MLB app, but I deleted that as soon as the game was over also. Someone can correct me, but they left... 40-something left on base in the first two games that they both lost at home
that
as well.
They lost, yeah.
So it was Washington's year. We were talking about during the break. It was the Nats' year. They won it. They got the hits that Springer and Marwin got in 2017. They got the hits that Jackie Bradley Jr. and Steve Pierce got last year for Boston. They beat them. They beat the Astros.
Right.
Nothing I can do about it.
Yep.
There was nothing I could do about it to start with. Yeah. So you'd watch it and you move on to Baylor, West Virginia.
All right. Very good. We're fact-checking your statement there about left on base.
Yeah. See just the total left on base, first, second, or third. All right. You want some West Virginia?
ESPN has 10 left on base for the Astros last night.
21 sounds high.
Maybe it was 21 Chris. Over like two games, but yeah. I don't know. Said 10. Says 10,
10 is
ESPN
a lot.
App.
Let me see.
10 is a lot. Let us show you
Team
how to read
LOB.
A box score there, Chris.
Well, ESPN's wrong.
Okay. All right, we're going to go with 21. Go ahead. Chris, we would love to know some fun facts to know and share and tell and amaze our friends with about West Virginia, the Mountaineers in town to play Baylor tonight.
This thing's really catching on, by the way. At check-in for Lane on Sunday morning, someone tapped me on the shoulder and said, I really love listening to fun facts.
Fun facts, all right.
I said, hot dog.
Very good.
We are rolling.
Very good.
All right, we don't have to spend a ton of time on this, but I think it always is worth revisiting. Is West Virginia 70, Baylor 63?
Yes.
Amongst the wildest things you've ever broadcast? Question mark?
Yes, among the wildest and frustrating, because if Baylor could have gotten one stop, if they had stopped them once, we would have won that game and couldn't stop them once. So 70-63, up and down the field, both teams. It was just crazy.
In that game, I'm sure you know this, Garrett and Steven, you might remember this. Terrence Williams, 17 catches, 314 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. And the fun fact, is that the 314 yards set an NCAA record, and it broke Stedman Bailey's record that he had set 2 minutes and 47 seconds prior to that.
Yeah, same game.
Yeah, so he had a catch in the fourth quarter with 5:55 to go, and with about 3 minutes left, Williams had a catch that put him over the top at 314. In that game, the quarterbacks, which were
Geno Smith was,
and
West Virginia.
Was it Florence?
Nick Florence
and Geno Smith, a combined 74 for 98.
Oh gosh.
13 touchdowns, one pick.
Wow.
Though you would think it was an offensive showdown, 0 for 3 on field goal attempts. So just a not clicking on all cylinders.
Don't mess with field goals
on that particular
touchdown
day.
Touchdown or bust.
Yeah. Don't even need them today. Take down the goalposts. West Virginia's football history, they had a really good, they had some really, really good years under Don Nealon, including the Major Harris era. What was that, late 80s, early 90s?
Sounds right.
He, their highest finish in a Heisman race. He got third in 1989. And then they had some good runs on paper in the Big East. They won seven in their history. They've won seven Big East championships. They were both after Miami and Virginia Tech had left the Big East. So not necessarily that the bloom is off the rose, but those two kind of powerhouses were gone. But still, seven conference championships. Rich Rodriguez had a really nice run there. Mentioned Major Harris, third in 89 in the Heisman voting. And then Steve Slayton had a really good career for them. He was fourth in 2006. You touched on this a little bit. They play Take Me Home, Country Road, and sing it after every victory.
Yeah.
Like you said, you thought it was every time you played them. It just turns out you guys weren't winning. So, let's see. So, John Denver actually performed this song at Mountaineer Field before a game in 1980. Sold out crowd.
There's a picture on the wall in the press box of that performance.
Yes, I think you told me that before. And I think you may have sent me a picture last year of it.
Yeah.
It's an incredibly 80s looking picture.
It is.
It's awesome. It was the first game for Don Nealon's career. So I don't know if that was maybe the reason that they called in the heavy hitters, but John Denver was there to sing it. Now some fun facts about the song, Take Me Home, Country Roads.
Oh, good.
John Denver had never been to West Virginia when he wrote that song. So it's not like he was, it's not an anecdotal song. He just thought, well, this sounds good.
The phraseology worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
It wasn't Take Me Home.
North Dakota.
Kentucky.
Yeah, it doesn't sound quite as good. The country roads of North Dakota doesn't quite roll off the tongue. So here, this could be true. It couldn't. Doesn't matter in fun facts. It just needs to be interesting.
Fun. Yeah.
The first time he ever performed it live was in New York City, and it got a 5-minute standing ovation.
Wow.
Which is really...
In New York City.
In New York City.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's really, really odd. And according to a West Virginia faculty member, everyone in China knows this song. It's one of the most popular karaoke songs in all of China. And what this faculty member said was that back in the 80s, when China was still a closed communist community, they were only allowed a handful of foreign artists, and John Denver was one of them. So if you go to karaoke in China, someone is going to sing Take Me Home, Country Roads.
How about that?
Which I think that's a...
That's funny.
It's just odd that the song has that kind of
popular appeal,
everywhere, especially from a guy writing a song about a state he's never been to that is popular in New York and China. Real quickly, they have something called the Mountaineer Man Trip, and I think this is sort of new. It's part of their game day tradition, and it's kind of meant to be a recognition of the significance of the coal industry in West Virginia. And essentially what it is their version of the Bear Walk. They have a shuttle that's named after a shuttle that transports coal miners in and out of their underground mine. And so what the team does is they make their walk to the stadium, they reach the east end of Mountaineer Field, and they stop and rub a 350-pound mounted chunk of coal.
Wow.
And then last year they added a new touch under Dana Holgerson. I guess the West Virginia Children's Hospital, does it overlook the stadium or at least a portion of it?
It's close. I mean, it's, you know, it's 300 yards away.
Okay. Well, after they've made the walk, touched the piece of coal, then they turn and wave to the parents and the patients there at the medical center. I think Holgerson drew that inspiration from the Kinnick wave that they do at Iowa, where they turn and wave to the kids in the children's hospital.
Very cool.
So very cool thing. I'm assuming they'll still do it even though Holgerson's not there. That sounds like something you probably want to keep through any coaching regime. If I were to ask you guys, who's the greatest NCAA rifle team ever? In five guesses, you would maybe guess West Virginia is one of them.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
17 NCAA rifle championships. So a juggernaut, some might say a dynasty. Last year, they were en route to their 18th NCAA rifle championship.
And wait, misfired? Go ahead. Sorry. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, that was really well done.
Go ahead.
But guess who stopped them in their tracks?
TCU Horned Frogs.
TCU Horned Frogs.
Oh, TCU. Wow. Who knew?
Yeah, they've won like three.
Turns out Steven did.
They won like three rifle titles.
Yeah.
And them in West Virginia are usually in the like final tournament.
How about that?
And it's weird. I don't know all the specifics. It's co-ed sport, but at TCU it's an all-women's team.
Huh.
And I think most teams are like that. I don't know why exactly it's
really
shooken out that way, but mostly it's all women now that do it.
Huh.
So 17 NCAA rifle championships. So everyone keep your eyes peeled on that. I don't know when the rifle championships are played in 2019, but keep your eye out for that battle between West Virginia and TCU. And speaking of rifles, I sort of hope this is true and I sort of don't. Did you know that the rifle the mascot's carrying is real?
No, I would have thought it wasn't because they fire it indoors and outdoors.
Oh, again. Doesn't necessarily have to be true. Just has to be fun.
I mean, they fire that musket in the Coliseum. And maybe. I don't see chunks of concrete falling down from the ceiling.
Maybe that one's not real. The
maybe outside,
outside
is. It
is. Maybe outside it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
An outdoor musket and an indoor musket.
Yeah, an outdoor musket.
Don't get them confused.
A musket.
That's right.
A musket.
Face it toward, you know, our radio crew just as a joke. Pull the trigger.
All right, let's do some famous alumni real quick because I'm sure we're up against it here. From the arts and entertainment world, the great, the truly great Don Knotts, Virginia alum.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Truly great. Andy Griffith.
Right.
Three's Company. Apple Dumpling Gang.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there are maybe other things that I'm forgetting, but Don Knotts, truly, truly, truly
yep.
great. Comedian Steve Harvey. A guy named Taylor Kinney. Is Taylor Kinney in one of your Chicago?
Oh, he's on one of the Chicagos. Yeah, he's a West Virginia guy.
Okay. Here it is. Lieutenant Kelly Severide.
Mm-hmm. Chicago Fire.
Yeah. Yeah. You still watching that show?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Love it.
Created by Baylor alum Derek Haas, correct?
Uh-huh.
All right. From the sports world, only I care about this, a wrestler named Heath Slater in the WWE. Chuck Howley. Can anyone tell me what Chuck Howley is famous for?
He was the only Super Bowl MVP for a losing team.
Fantastic. Steven is on a roll.
You are a true Cowboys fan.
Very good.
And again, we often say this, but in every sense of the word, the truly great Jerry West from West Virginia.
Logo.
The logo. When they make the NBA logo after you, you are doing all right. Last alum of theirs, Mike Vanderjack, and I have a story about Mike Vanderjack. How much time do I have? 30 seconds?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. In November of 2006, I was an assistant pro at Cowboys Golf Club, and Vanderjack was playing for the Cowboys. And they were able to come out and play for free. And so he came out to play one day, and I ended up playing with them. So it was me and another assistant and Mike Vanderjack. And we're just out playing, and he was a little like we were not friends, right? I just happened to be in a cart in the same group as him. But we're pulling up to, I think it was the 13th green, and he gets a phone call, and he says, like, oh, it's Mr. Jones. So I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. He walks off. He walks up the fairway. We play another hole. He comes back and gets in the cart and goes, hey, can you take me back to the clubhouse? I just got released.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So my friend Mike takes him back to the clubhouse. Well, another one of our golfing buddies, in air quotes, was Ed Werder from ESPN. So Mike calls Ed and says, hey, Mike Vanderjack just got released on the 13th hole.
Scoop.
Werder calls Vanderjack. He has no comment. He calls Jerry. He has no comment. And Werder says, well, I know it's true. I'm running with it because I got it from a source and put it up on ESPN. And so I got to see the brutality of pro sports and the speed of the news cycle.
Wow. Yeah.
In like 30 minutes, it went from the phone call to up, you know, he had gotten this maybe an hour. But that's my Mike Vanderjack story.
That's wow.
That's my final fun fact.
And
to
he's
know,
a West Virginia guy.
He is. Final fun fact to know, share, tell.
And amaze your friends with. Yes.
About good. West Virginia.
Great fun facts.
Thank
Very
you.
Good.
That was
Very
a fun
good.
One.
Very good. All right. We have to get this break. Let's do this break. We'll be back and wrap things up in a moment. Appreciate you being with us on this Thursday. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students.
Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
At Bush's Chicken, you can always count on getting the best chicken, the best tenders, and the best tea at the best value. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
Hi, my name is Dave DeRoser, General Manager of Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, voted number one in Waco since 2002. It's time to start thinking about winterizing your vehicle. Have you checked your wiper blades, your coolant protection, your battery, your tire conditions? How about your tire pressure? How about that spare tire that everybody forgets about? Let us check these worries off your list before taking that holiday vacation with your family at Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, where your troubles are our business. Dedicated to serving you since 1998, located at 5300 Franklin Avenue in Waco. Come and see us and tell them Dave sent you.
If you want to get in shape, get rid of weight or inches, you have to make a commitment to work out. End the excuses of not enough time or you're too tired or busy. There's a special place that will change your life. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And they have a commitment to you too. With personal trainers Christy London and Randall Corey. State-of-the-art Cybex equipment, weights, spin bikes, clean, spacious locker rooms, each with a Whirlpool, towel service, a staff that knows your name when you walk through the front door. It's a place for your family, friends, you and me. No better tennis facilities with Britt Coleman, the tennis pro. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness, a place you could call home, a place you could work out on your own or with group exercise classes, spin or spinnable, boot camp, yoga, bar class, and body shaping. It's time to make Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness your home away from home. You just need to walk to the front door, and you've started the journey to fitness and feeling better on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And take it from me, it will change your life like you will never imagine.
Win big with Genco FCU today. Refinance your car or truck and celebrate an end zone dance with 90 days no payments. Then score again with a chance to win an additional 3 months of no payments. Refinance your auto today with APR as low as 2.99 for 48 months or 3.09 for 63 months. Refinance for a limited time. Annual percentage rate subject to change without notice. Subject to credit approval, membership eligibility, and loan policies. For more information, go to GencoFCU.org. Equal housing lender.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Garrett Ross with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. The seafood combos at Louisiana Crab Shack include snow crab, tiger shrimp, and sausage, plus corn and potatoes in Waco next to Don Carlos. For the first time in franchise history, the Washington Nationals are World Series champions after defeating the Astros 6-2 in Game 7. The Nationals took a 3-2 lead over the Astros in the top of the 7th after a two-run shot by Howie Kendrick and never looked back.
The 0-1, and he tries to, and he hits it down the right field line. It's a long run into the corner, and it's gone! It hit the foul pole! Howie Kendrick with a two-run homer, and Washington has taken the lead.
Number 12 Baylor will look to remain undefeated on the season as they host West Virginia tonight at McLean Stadium. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. and can be heard here on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Back with us a couple of minutes to wrap things up on this Thursday Growloween morning. Appreciate you being with us. Day of the day. You can guess what it is today. And Garrett confirms, of course, Halloween today.
Yeah, it was a tough choice.
Yeah. So well, let us just say be careful out there tonight. Remember, trick-or-treating free at Touchdown Alley out around McLean Stadium. That begins at 4 o'clock this afternoon. But if you're out this evening, just be extra, extra careful. We want all the little ghouls and goblins to get back home safely tonight. So Halloween 2019 Growloween will be at McLean Stadium. Again, coverage begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon. The Baylor Alumni Tailgate Show on the air here at 5 o'clock, then kickoff at 7, Baylor and West Virginia. Looking forward to it. It's here on ESPN Central Texas. Postgame Fan Forum follows the game coming up tonight. Television is on ESPN Television. Appreciate those guys and girls, Molly McGrath, that are here for the broadcast coming up tonight. So we look forward to that. Hopefully see a bunch of you at McLean Stadium coming up this evening. Thanks to Chris Allman for coming in for fun facts to know and tell and share and amaze your friends with about West Virginia. You did very well. You brought your A game.
Well, thank you. I wasn't sure. It was touch and go there. But, yeah, I felt like this was one of my better performances. I really rebounded from the loss yesterday. How many sports cliches could I throw in here? Sound like a...
I think you hit them all. Hit them all. But thanks to Chris for coming in. Stephen Simcox was here. Garrett Ross, always here. Appreciate you. And thanks for listening. We invite you to stay tuned. Matt Mosley, the Matt Mosley Show, is coming up next here on ESPN Central Texas. Take me home.